Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
That God was his father, making himself equal with God. And you see, if somebody claimed to be God, according to the Hebrew scripture, and if he's not, he should be killed. You remember Antiochus Epiphanes, who claimed to be God and desecrated the temple in the city of Jerusalem? And you remember that he claimed to be God and how the Jewish people were forced to worship him? It will be the same in the future that when the Antichrist comes, he will also claim to be God. And he will seek mankind to worship him. That's why they wanted to stone the Lord, Yeshua, because he made himself equal with the Father. And of course, he was equal with the Father. He should have never been stoned. He should have been received and believed upon, because he came in accordance with the Word of God. But you see, there will one rise one day, who will come in the future day, who will also claim to be God, and he is that one that is called the son of perdition. We read of him in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where the apostle Paul was saying to the Thessalonians, let no man deceive you, verse 3, by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that men of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Listen to this, verse 4, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the counterfeit Mashiach, who will rise up in the tribulation period, and in the middle of the tribulation, he will set himself in the temple in Jerusalem once again, as Antiochus Epiphanes have done so years before Yeshua the Messiah was born. Here we have one that sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's the false Messiah. But how wonderful, here we have the true Mashiach, Israel's promised Messiah, who finally came to this world to provide redemption to all humanity and heal the blindness of the human hearts. And isn't it true? We were all blind. And unless God have opened our eyes, we would be just like anyone else. And you and I are challenged to be soft, to have a softened heart, and to accept the Word of God, and to see through the Word of God if truly Yeshua is indeed God the Son and the promised Messiah. So notice that verses 24, 25, 26, and 27, Yeshua is now declaring and professing and claiming that he has authority to raise even the dead, not only physically, but also spiritually. Notice that. Verse 24 we read, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So you notice in verse 24, Yeshua pointed to the importance of hearing and believing on him and his word. A believer in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, has immediately everlasting life, and he will not come to condemnation. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, notice, hath everlasting life. not only will have, but immediately he will have everlasting life. This is so wonderful. Notice he continues in verse 25 of John 5, Verily I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Now these are people who are spiritually dead. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God and shall live. Now again, my dear friend, I mentioned this earlier, but it is so important to understand that all of us were born dead spiritually. The Apostle Paul said to the Ephesians in the second chapter, in verse 1, he said, And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Notice what it says in verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at that time ye were without the Messiah, without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in their world. This is the condition of the Gentile nation, but this is the condition of all of us, Jew and Gentile alike. We are dead in trespasses and sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, my dear friend. And that's why the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, in verse 24 and 25, he's speaking about the spiritual resurrection. The spiritual resurrection. Anyone who become a believer in Yeshua the Messiah, he will receive immediately everlasting life. And immediately, he will not come into condemnation. Immediately, he is passed from death unto life. How wonderful it is. Have you heard his voice? Have you read the scripture? Have you accepted the Mashiach, the Messiah? Have you turned your heart to him, my dear friend? Did you realize that you are dead in trespasses and sins? This is exactly what Yeshua is seeking to explain to the disciples, but to teach the spiritual leaders of Israel right here and now, in this point of time, when they were understanding that he claimed to be equal with the Father, that he claimed to be divine. Sadly, many did not accept him. But how wonderful for those who did, like the early apostles, like Simon, like Hannah, and all these early followers of Yeshua the Messiah that have accepted him and followed after him in the land of Israel. And those early disciples who gave us the message of the gospel today, that the world will be blessed in accepting the word of God and following Yeshua the Messiah. What a wonderful message of the gospel that we receive because those that have believed on him. And that's why it is very interesting where the Lord said that, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, because already now, then and there, 2,000 years ago, there were those who did believe in him in Israel, who have accepted him as the Mashiach. How wonderful. Now notice in verse 26, beloved friend, in verse 26 we read, secondly, it's not only that the believer will immediately receive everlasting life, but we find out in verse 26 that the Son gives life as the Father doeth, because in him was life. Look at this, verse 26. For as the Father hath life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. You remember what we just read? In John chapter 1 and verse 4, we read these words. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life. He is the source of life, my dear Friends, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, God the Son who became a man, he is the source of life. In John 14 and verse 6, we read, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. This is the one that is the source of life. Yeshua the Messiah, God the Son, is the source of life for all humanity. This is why he came to this world, to provide life for you, for me, for all who will listen to his word. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 24, we read, whom God had raised, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden off it. He's speaking about, ye men of Israel, hear the word, Jesus, Yeshua of Nazareth, the man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know. Him being delivered, listen, by the determinate and counsel and foreknowledge of God. In other words, God knew that he will send his Messiah, his son, Yeshua from Nazareth, to die. But at the same time, man was responsible. He have taken it by weakened hand and crucified and slain. So God, on his part, knew that his son, the Messiah, had to die. And men by weakened hand, and we are all guilty with that, it is our sins that place Yeshua on the cross, on the tree. But then, after he died, the apostle Shimon Petros, as he's ministering to his own people, says, whom God hath raised, having loosed the pain of death. Why? Because it was not possible that he, this is Yeshua, should be held of it. It's not possible that the one that is the source of life will remain in the grave. He died not for his own sins, but for yours and mine. But once he died, he was buried, he rose on the third day, because it was not possible that he will remain there. That Holy One, the Sinless One, the man of God's pleasure, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. And so in verse 26, how wonderful we read these statements here concerning the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who is the source of life. He's alive. He's alive. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we read this very interesting verse. For as it is written, the first Adam, or the first man Adam, was made a living soul, but the last Adam was made a quickening spirit, a living spirit. You see, the first man is of the earth earthy, but the second man is the Lord from heaven. Verse 47 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And so we learn, beloved brothers and sisters, because in him was life. He is the source of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And therefore, Yeshua, the Messiah, could say in verse 26 that as the Father has life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And to remind you, when he say what he says here, he's speaking now as a man. To remind you that Yeshua is both God and man. As God, he is eternal. He is the creator. He is the source of life. When he took union humanity with his divine nature, he became that sinless man. And now as a man, he is living here upon the face of this earth, and he came for the purpose of paying the price for the sin of this world, to die on the shameful cross. In verse 27 of John chapter 5, we read, and he has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Now, that's why I mentioned it. You see that? You see, he said at the end of verse 27, he is the Son of Man. In other words, God the Father gave now not only that the Lord Jesus, as in his divine nature, could always execute judgment because he is equal with the Father. But now as a man, God the Father gave this man, Yeshua HaMashiach, this authority to execute judgment. Also, now notice, because he is the Son of Man, that is the messianic title of the Messiah in his humanity. The Hebrew word here, Ben HaAdam. Ben means son, Adam means man, and he is a descendant of Adam. Adam was the first one that was created as a human being. Yeshua is a descendant of Adam, but because the Virgin Miriam gave him birth in a supernatural way, as the Holy Spirit of God placed the seed in her womb when Yeshua was born as a descendant of Adam, he was born sinless because he could never have sin in him. And that's why he became the Son of Man. It's taken from Daniel 7, verses 13 and 14. And you know, beloved brothers and sisters, this expression, Ben Adam, Yeshua always spoke about it of himself. Son of Man, Matthew 8, 20. Matthew 9, 6. Matthew 10, 23. Matthew 11, verse 19. Matthew 12, verse 8, Matthew 12, verse 32, Matthew 12, verse 40, Matthew 13, verse 37, Matthew 13, verse 41. Again and again, Yeshua the Messiah called himself the Son of Man. It's mentioned first in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 20, where we read these words. Yeshua saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but Ben HaAdam, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. It mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew many, many, many times. Here we find it mentioned in the Gospel of John and verse 27. And this is hath given, the Father has given authority to him to execute also judgment because he is Ben HaAdam. He is in his humanity the Son of Man. He is that promised Messiah that Daniel received this information in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, that the Son of Man, Ben HaAdam, the Mashiach, that he so prophetically will come. Wonderful, wonderful truth to learn, beloved friend. It's wonderful to learn this. And so, just the end of this message today, we read in the last two verses of this portion in this ministry. In verses 28 and 29, Yeshua points to the future two resurrections. These are very interesting verses. While in verse 24 and verse 25 he spoke about spiritual resurrection, spiritual salvation, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Verse 24. Verse 25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God and they that hear shall live. And there he specifically applied this to spiritual resurrection. But now notice in verse 28 and 29, as we close these thoughts together, in verse 28 and verse 29, we read about the fact that a believer will in a future day will enjoy physical resurrection in order to be taken to be with the Lord in heaven. But also, you will have the unbeliever who will also rise from the grave after the 1,000 years of the Messianic kingdom to rise from among the grave and to be cast into the lake of fire. Listen to these very interesting verses, verse 28 and verse 29. We read, marvel not at this, Yeshua is saying, for the hour is coming. Now notice that. The hour is coming, he's speaking now of the future day, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Notice the word all. All will hear the voice. Not only Eliezer, Lazarus in John 11, but all will hear. All those that were buried in the grave. All those who died, believers and unbelievers. in every generation, from Adam all the way to the last days, when the judgment will come to pass, all will hear the voice of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. I'm repeating verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall future hear his voice. And now notice in verse 29, we hear about these two resurrections. And these two resurrections is distinguished in time. Not only distinguish between believers and unbelievers, but distinguish time-wise. Notice, shall come forth, and they that have done good, these are the saved, the forgiven, people who have done good, meaning that they have done good in the sense that they have believed in the Messiah. They that have done good, they will be resurrected unto the resurrection of life. This is the first resurrection of the believers. They will have their stages and time-wise in order, but they will rise first. And then at the end of verse 29, and they that have done evil into the resurrection of damnation. Notice that first resurrection and second resurrection. The resurrection of believers, resurrection of unbelievers. And beloved brothers and sisters, it is very important to understand that time-wise, it will be different time. The first resurrection will be for all the believers in their order. First the Messiah, then the church saints, then the Old Testament Israel saints, then the tribulation saints. There will be that order of the resurrection of all those that belong to Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. But then on the other hand, there will be that second resurrection, the resurrection of all unbelievers, those who rejected Yeshua, the Messiah. They will also rise, but they will rise 1,000 years and more after the first resurrection, and they will be cast into the lake of fire. Let me just read these verses in closing in Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, we read, it says here, verse 6, blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. These are the believers. From the time of the creation of mankind until the time of the judgment. For such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. But now notice, and when the 1,000 years are expired, we read in verse 7, then verse 11, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Verse 13 says, and the sea gave up the dead, this is the body, which is in it. And death and hell deliver up the dead which were in them, this is the soul and the spirit. And they will judge every man according to their works. And verse 14 and 15, very sad words, my dear friend. Our heart should be moved to even read this as we think about the destiny of those that rejected Yeshua the Messiah. Notice what it says. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. How sad, my dear friend, to even read such a passage. Those that their names were not found written in the book of life, they will be cast into the lake of fire. Very sad. Listen, in conclusion, may the Lord help us to touch the hearts of many, to come to know the Lord Yeshua the Messiah before they're going to leave this world, to repent, to confess their sins and accept Him, because He loved us. He gave His life for us. He became a substitute for us. He paid for all our sins. Who else can pay for the sin of this world? Who can pay for your sins? Who can pay for my sins? You and I cannot pay for our own sins, because there is no way that God can accept a sinful man unless sin will be judged. And that's why the Mashiach Yeshua came, to pay for the sin of this world. And so let me conclude with the very same two final verses, John 5, 28 and 29. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. What a sad thing it will be for one to find himself being cast into the lake of fire. My dear friend, our hearts goes out to anyone who is still not a believer in Yeshua the Messiah. Search the scripture. Search the word of God. Read your Bible. See in the Tanakh, Old Testament, Hebrew scripture, then Brit HaChadashah, the New Covenant. Read God's word and see what God has to say about the need of a Savior. And indeed, the Lord Yeshua Jesus, the Messiah, is the Savior of sinners. May God open our hearts. May God open our eyes. And may God lead you, my dear friend, to come to know Yeshua, whom to know is eternal life. God bless you, my friend. Shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.